Simon & Schuster presents Vendetta, Book One in the Blood for Blood trilogy. Written by Catherine Doyle. Read by Rebecca LaChance with Hunter Johns. For my dad. Part One. Chapter One. The Honeypot. I didn't see it at first, sitting between the cash register and a stack of order pads. It might have been there for hours or longer, just waiting, while I spent another day of my summer dying of boredom inside Gracewell's Diner. There were just two of us left to lock up tonight. I was hovering beside the register, drumming my fingernails on the countertop, while Millie, my best friend and partner in waitressing, glided around the diner and sang into the broom handle like it was a microphone. Everyone else had left, and my Uncle Jack, manager not so extraordinaire, had stayed home with a hangover. The tables stood resolutely in rows, flanked by straight-backed burgundy chairs and the occasional rubber plant. The door was locked, the lights were dimmed, and the window booths were clean. I was trying not to listen to Millie destroying Adele when I noticed it, the jar of honey. I picked it up and studied it. "I think I'm getting better," Millie called mid-song murder from across the diner. The only thing she got right was the faint British accent, but that's only because she was British. "I can hit that high note now." "Big improvement, Mill," I lied without looking up. The jar was small and rounded. Inside, honey dotted with crystals of gold swayed lazily as I tilted it back and forth. A fraying square of cloth covered the lid, and instead of a label, a thin velvet ribbon encircled the middle, finishing in an elaborate bow. It was black. Homemade? Weird. I didn't know anybody in Cedar Hill who made their own honey, and I knew almost everyone in Cedar Hill. It was just that kind of place, a little pocket on the outskirts of Chicago where everybody knows everybody else's business, where nobody forgives and nobody forgets. I knew all about that. After what happened with my dad, I became infamy's child, and infamy has a way of sticking to you like a big red warning on your forehead. Millie hit the last note of her song with ear-splitting vigor, then skipped behind the counter and stashed the broom away. "You ready to go?" "Where did this come from?" I balanced the jar of honey on the palm of my hand and held it out. She shrugged. "Dunno, it was here when my shift started." I peered at her through the golden prism.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?